Hello and welcome to Lifestyles, a program that helps you enhance your life, your business, and whatever is important to you. I'm Saul Segan, your host, and today we are going to be talking about travel, but not in the way that you are used to hearing about it or discussing it. Our guests today are Michael Cato, who is the CEO of GTI Travel, and Richard Stern, Director of Business Development. And you're going to hear some things about travel that maybe never came into your mind. But I think it'll be a very beneficial visit for you, and we're glad that you can be with us. We're brought to you by American Advertising, one of the leaders in the marketing, public relations, and advertising fields. And if you call them, you can get yourself a free marketing campaign. We'll tell you about that as we go. In the meantime, first I'd like to introduce Michael Cato. Michael, what makes your business different than any other travel organization?
My organization is able to take company business travel and control the expense. We provide great travel. We make sure they get the best price on transportation. They don't have to spend a lot of time looking and searching and researching. We provide it quickly. We will save them money.
Richard, would you agree with that appraisal?
Yes, I would.
I wonder if he's partial. But truthfully, there is something different about your organization. We're going to be talking about that when we come back. This is Lifestyles.
We're a Philadelphia advertising agency, American Advertising Services, and our job is to create solutions for your business problems. Do you want more customers, more sales for your products or business services? American Advertising has helped many, many area companies, large ones, small ones, family-owned, firms just like yours. If you are in business and serious, make American Advertising your advertising agency. Per job assignments welcomed, American Advertising Services. We are serious about helping your business.
American Advertising Services is located at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004. 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004. You can call them at 484-562-0060, 484-562-0060, 484-562-0060.
The major holidays are almost upon us. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. Are you prepared for your holiday party events and other needs? Wims for Rent is a professional events planning company that can package your entire business or personal holiday event, or simply provide specific needs. Are you considering a Santa Claus, DJ or three-piece band, special celebrity guests, a Christmas carol choir, or catering? Possibly walk-around magicians or fortune tellers? Wims for Rent caters to large corporate events, small business attractions, and family affairs. Just tell them your goals. Free consultation, free ideas. Wims for Rent is located at 29 Bala Avenue, Suite 114, Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania, 19004. Or call 484-562-0067. That's 484-562-0067. 484-562-0067.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Saul Segan. Today we're going to be talking about the travel industry, but a dimension of it that you may not have become familiar with. And I think the best way is probably to talk to Michael Cabo, our CEO. Let's take a group, and it could be any size, correct? It could be 500, it could be 5,000, it could be anywhere in between. But what is it that you're going to be doing that's going to be different from the standard stereotyped travel agency?
What we do is we will help a company develop and fine-tune a travel policy so that their travelers can then follow that rather than violate it. In most travel policies that we come across, the travelers have found a way to detour around that travel policy. Maybe they want to use their favorite airline where their miles accumulate. Maybe they want to travel first class rather than coach. Maybe they don't want to look at options out of other cities like Newark or Baltimore that are maybe significantly cheaper. So we become their traffic cops. When the travelers have been able to get away with whatever they wanted to do for a long time, we are the guys that come in and say, well, we now have a travel policy, and you have to go a certain way in accordance with travel policy. And if you don't, we're going to have to either get approval from the manager, whatever the travel policy that we establish with the company is. Some companies have us call for managerial approval. Some companies have us just report them on a monthly report as a negative savings. But we are the policemen, but we're good cops. We usually don't get the guy or the female aggravated over the change. We just let them know this is what's available. And they don't have to do all their research. It's done. It takes 20 seconds for a good quality travel agent to zone right in on the trip, and they already know the travel policy. So we save companies enormous amounts of money.
The important thing is to let them know you're on their side.
Yes.
What are the consequences of violating some of these travel policies?
Depending on the violation, well, there are times that if somebody continues to violate policy repeatedly, well, it's not our decision what the chain of command is. It's the company's. It can be severe. It's all dependent upon the particular company. We're just the traffic cop. We're not the judge or the jury. So we can't say that you can't travel or that you can no longer work at the company. I mean, is that a possibility? It's probably happened over the years. All we can do is provide the company with statistics that help them reduce how much they spend on travel. And that's what we do. We go into companies that spend from $50,000 to $5 million a year, and we'll reduce their travel expense by 20 to 30% and save them a lot of time.
That is nothing to sneeze at. The important thing is that you don't want to sound like you're an oppressive, dictatorial type of body. You are strictly trying to do what is best for them.
We're professionals.
That's kind of important. Talk about the different specialties that occur in your operation that you try to alleviate. Talk about, for instance, Concur or online booking tools. A lot of people try to do it themselves. What can you do to help them avoid a lot of the pitfalls?
Online booking tools are all useful to a degree. They're good on simple travel. They're good on Philadelphia-Chicago trips. But they don't know whether you're going to O'Hare or Midway Airport in Chicago. Our agents do. So we're able to make these little short trips a little easier. And sometimes they can just book it. And if they make a mistake, our quality control team will pick that up. If they book Midway by mistake, and we see that it's cheaper going to O'Hare, we call them because we're the professionals trying to control their cost. International travel programs like Concur are very difficult to work with, very time-consuming, and usually make some mistakes. And that's where we take it to a higher level. So we watch anything coming through internationally with a fine-tooth comb.
Do you limit your activities to large corporations?
No.
Would you talk about those differences?
We handle corporations that are small. We handle small law firms. We handle some hospitals. We handle the top financial company in the United States. We handle some major league ball teams. So we handle companies that run from small, 50 to 100,000 to large, but we knock their travel down.
You want to name some of your more prestigious clients?
We handle Fox Jays Cancer Center, Washington Nationals baseball team. We handle some of the top law firms. We handle, I want to be careful here because I don't know whether companies will be happy or upset if I name names, but there's a long list.
Oh, and if their name is picked up, it shows that they have very good taste in the travel organizations. You can't lose. How about the reports of activity and the records of spending that you provide for them?
They're very detailed. We record every trip that has taken place, the cost, the fare that was offered, the fare that was taken, whether it was refunded, whether it was exchanged, whether the traveler took a savings or rejected it. So there are times that companies will get a report that shows a traveler, Joe Smith, we'll use that name for example, that took a trip for $2,000 and was offered a trip for $500. And as a result, he cost the company $1,500, and that shows up glaringly in red. So when companies get these monthly reports, if they're a large company, they tend to look at these red numbers and make sure that it's not somebody violating it repeatedly.
Now, the various reports, you do an annual review, you do policy violations for these companies, management of unused tickets. These are things that I think are tended to be overlooked if you're not careful. So you're an efficiency expert, are you not?
We're an efficiency expert. Most companies have no idea how much they actually spend on travel. And that is the fascinating thing, is that we go walk into a company and say, how much do you spend on travel? They say, well, we think it's about $1 million. And I feel like saying, what do you mean you think? But that's what the end result is. They really don't know until we get in there and start drilling down into some of the reports. And then we show them how much money is flying out the door. The problem that we've had is that in today's environment, most companies that have survived the bad years of the past 5 to 10 years are profitable again. So they don't really care about how travel's being handled. And they think they're doing it wisely until we show them that they're not. And that's where all of a sudden the light starts shining up a little bit.
The light bulb goes on.
Yes.
I think they need long-term light bulbs from what you're telling me. Let me ask you this also. Do they think that they're doing their company a favor by spending a certain amount of money for tax deduction purposes?
They don't really know. I mean, the funny thing is it's very difficult for us to know in a particular company, who is the actual decision maker? So a lot of times it could be the CEO, it could be the director of sales, it could be somebody in finance. But sometimes people don't want to play with things that they worry about will hurt them. So they're not quite sure if they're going to be offending somebody. Maybe it's some relative of somebody that works at the company. They don't know. So most companies, they really have no idea who decided on the travel maker. They just know that when they walk in there, this is who they call for travel. And that's the extent of it. Nobody else cares anything.
Well, it sounds like they're afraid of the unknown, or maybe the unknown should become known. It would seem that you could, if you're going to save your company money, you should be heralded for that.
Not you punished. Should.
Yeah.
You should. And I've spoken about that with Richard a few times, and we've said it's difficult because we as travel professionals have to become a little bit of friends to both the travel arrangers, the finance department, the sales department, and we don't want to get anybody aggravated. So we have to be able to show them where they're costing their company money And even when we do that, nobody's quite sure who the decision maker is. So it becomes difficult to follow the chain of command.
That could be very perplexing. A lot of the things that are encountered on road, a lot of the pains include canceled flights, weather or compelling events while at or in transit to the airport, the expertise of the consultant to act and assist, ability to reach a consultant. How do you overcome all of that in one big circle?
We have staff. So if there is a weather delay, there's a person they could reach in my office. And when there are weather delays or snowstorms that bog down entire cities, they're overworked. And sometimes people will have to hold. But it's a big difference between holding for 5 minutes for a professional expert that's going to help you out of a problem rather than holding for an airline for 45 minutes that ends up scratching their head and says, well, maybe you should go to the desk.
Don't you just love that?
Yeah.
Well, there are also questions that come up involving discounts. Are they paying too much? Do they look bad if they make bad decisions? You're helping company employees avoid accountability for mistakes that they could make so easily by lack of their knowledge, which is not obviously equivalent to yours.
That's the benefit of having us as their travel traffic cops, is that if a mistake is made ultimately, we're the shoulders that it gets laid on. And we don't have it happen a lot, but it does happen.
This is really this is enlightening, because I think a lot of us didn't even know that this opportunity existed. Remember to call Michael Cabo personally. He's the Chief Executive Officer of GTI Travel at 215-379-6800, extension 1114. And also Richard Stern is the Chief Development Officer for GTI Travel. 215-379-6800, extension 1130. We'll talk more on Lifestyles on WWDB. Back in a minute.
The Internet today is a must for businesses and organizations to represent themselves. A must. For the generations of business owners who did not have the advantage of an Internet education beginning in grade school, there is basic help. Call American Advertising Services at 484-562-0060. Our organization of marketing personnel, traditional and IT, will set up basic Internet advertising aids for your business or organization at a modest fee. Basics. No big deals, no big costs, just basics. Plus, a free get-to-know-your-goals meeting. Call American Advertising Services at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Be with it, or else you will be out of it. Again, call American Advertising Services at 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, social group? Need a speaker who is entertaining, informative, or both? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interests? We provide them. We are this region's Speakers Bureau. Call us at 484-562-0067. 484-562-0067.
Old Jews Telling Jokes, the hilarious New York hit comedy. Come see how Jewish humor became both universal and American. Critics love it. Big laughs. CBS Chicago. Non-stop laugh fest. Huffington Post.
They were survived by their lives.
I thought it was hilarious.
As old Jews ourselves, there was something for everybody here, and we just laughed our way right through it.
Old Jews Telling Jokes at Penn's Landing Playhouse. For tickets, call 855-HIT-SHOW.
You're listening to Lifestyles on WWDB. I'm Saul Segan, your host, brought to you by American Advertising, one of the premier PR and advertising agencies in the USA and points north, south, east, and west. In any event, we are talking about travel, but not the way you probably envision typical travel. Michael Cabo, Chief Executive Officer of GTI Travel, 215-379-6800, extension 1114. And also Richard Stern is the Chief Development Officer for GTI Travel. 215-379-6800, extension 1130. You've had situations where you have saved huge amounts of money for large companies. You want to tell us about some of those and in particular, the mistakes you've helped them avoid?
Sure. We have one of the largest commercial mortgage companies in the country that we've handled for 15 or 20 years. And they were very happy with our services, but they brought a new finance guy in who said, well, we should bring in a new travel agent so we could do it better online. They called me up. They wanted to know if I wanted to match the pricing. I said, no, I think this exercise would be better off dealt by you. I said, the only thing I ask is that you do a good analysis. Take a look at how many domestic and international tickets you purchase over a period of time and compare apples and apples.
And how was their reaction?
He said, okay, we're going to leave. And they left. He called me 366 days later. And he said, can you take the account back over? I said, when? He said, tomorrow?
And you said?
I said, sure, I absolutely will, but you got to tell me about this exercise. What happened? He said, our domestic tickets went from $425 to over $530, and our international tickets went from $1,300 to $5,300.
That's a jump.
I said, so we're going to save you $1 million. How about all the hours that your people were spending online researching this stuff at salary expense?
That is significant. Well, you spent a lot of years with the Department of Transportation. We don't have a lot of time, but maybe you can tell us about some of the nightmares that existed there.
Still exists. They tried to make travel purchasing less obvious over the past couple of years. So they removed the bad advertising that was going on, the buy a ticket for $49 and then you go to online or you call the airline, you end up spending $400. So they wanted to make it transparent and they succeeded. So the laws were all changed about a year ago. But as our government sometimes does, they decided that that was a mistake and that the transparency wasn't as important. So they terminated the program and they put it on a back burner, which means we'll probably never see it again. And the bad advertising will just come back.
Seems to be a habit of the government, unfortunately. But maybe some people in your camp can put on a campaign and get it back. I think that's what we have to do. Now, tell us about some of the smaller groups that you service. Let's say someone's going to have a wedding and they got to fly a whole group down to wherever they're going to go, whether it'll be Jamaica or whether it'll be the Virgin Islands or Florida. What special arrangements do you make for them?
We could put the whole thing together from the before the wedding dinners to the entertainment to the choices of resorts to whether there are pre and post stays where they should go, whether they're going the right place, the right time, and the right weather. Nothing like going to some place in the Caribbean during hurricane season and getting married. We try to avoid these things.
What about in our political turmoil that's going on? How can you take assurances that there will not be an undue catastrophe or injury to any of your clients?
There's no way to guarantee that. It's a dangerous world. What we do help companies do is we give them ideas to put into travel policy so that they don't have all the executives from the company flying on the same plane at the same time. So we make that part of policy. So if two people show up and then that's a violation of policy, it automatically comes up in our quality control and we say, we're sorry, you're going to have to pick a different day.
That's a good precaution. And what do you feel most proud of, and I know there's a lot to pick from, of some of the experiences that you have had booking for folks in a special event and the pleasant outcome. Anything that stands out in your mind?
There's nothing that stands out as wrong. We get a lot of thank yous. There's a lot of great memories. There's nothing that stands out, and I tend to sometimes maybe think about the negatives. So if there was something distinctly wrong that I did, that would stand out, and that hasn't occurred in 41 years.
That's good. That's a good record. You bring a lot of memories to people, and memories are something that are much more important than folks realize. Builds a foundation of trust and togetherness with the family. Any special events planned for college graduates?
College graduates is a kind of a different market because they are, it's more of the party hardy group, and it's not really a target. But Richard has some ideas on his
let's hear that, Richard. Richard Stern is Director of Business Development. Let's hear from you, friend.
Well, we've been hearing from Michael, who's the CEO, and I agree with all of the comments he's made so far. Some of the standout points are that our organization is very professional, and the average length of experience is over 20 years with the people that, you know, can help you make your decisions and make the right choices. We do focus on the corporate travel and the business travel. So your last question about college grads kind of fits more into the world of leisure travel. We do work with corporations for meetings and events and incentive training trips. And, you know, pretty much the salespeople going on sales trips and all the different costs of speakers going on the road. And we do a great job with that. So I think people doing it themselves, you know, consider professionals helping them with the area we're professional in. And, you know, your own business and your own product is something that will benefit.
Remember to call Michael Cabo personally. He's the Chief Executive Officer of GTI Travel at 215-379-6800, extension 1114. And also Richard Stern is the Chief Development Officer for GTI Travel. 215-379-6800. Extension 1130. You've been listening to Lifestyles, brought to you by American Advertising. Take advantage of the opportunities to steer your travel where it should go. I'm Saul Segan on Lifestyles. Thanks for joining us.